for sure. Pretty get ready now, go cat go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe.
Welcome back. I'm Glenn Parfitt, filling in for Susan Woods, and this is the show Remember When. And today we're looking at the history of music in Victoria, and we're also looking at the history of drive-in restaurants and drive-in theaters. Who was that song we came into the came out of the last break, Darren?
That last song you just heard, Glenn, was performed by Jim Smith back in 1986, and the name of that song, Blue Suede Shoes.
Right. Now, Jim Smith was the world's first Elvis impersonator. He was actually started singing Elvis songs in about 1956. Was discovered by Norm Pringle, CKDA DJ. And Jim recently performed at a Victoria Rock and Roll Music Hall of Fame function last April and got up and did Blue Suede Shoes and a couple other songs, and still brings the house down, and did a great job. We got some more prizes to give away in this last break. We're going to talk to you about drive-in theater, but the question for to win the prize for this break and what we're going to give away, for those of you who don't remember or remember Frank Zappa, who passed away 10 years ago, his band The Mothers of Invention, now called The Grandmothers, are coming to Victoria as part of Jazz Fest. They'll be performing at Sugar Cabaret on the 26th of June. I've got a pair of tickets to go see them. For the person who can answer this question, the name of the drive-in theater located at the corner of Craigflower and Admirals. It was located where Helican House is, right in front of there. And for those of you who don't know the name, I'll give you a hint. Part of the name has a canine name in it. So the name of the drive-in restaurant at the corner of Craigflower and Admirals was there in the 1960s. It was part of a U.S. chain. I believe it was the only one on the island. And it was right in front of where Helican House is now. So if you can remember, give us a call, 386-1161, and we'll give you a couple of tickets to go see The Grandmothers. Now, today I want to welcome into the studio Dale Erb. Hey, Dale, how you doing?
Oh, good. Thanks for inviting me, Glenn.
Hey, thanks for coming in, Dale. Now, you're doing something really neat. Well, first of all, Dale, you're a fourth-generation Victorian. You grew up here.
Yeah, no, yeah. We grew up here. Like my kids say, I'm only fourth generation. Yeah. They're fifth. Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Now, your family had Victoria's first pop car. Is that right?
Yeah. No, I don't know if any of you remember in the newspaper, probably 40 years ago, my great-grandfather used to be put in jail because he's driving without a driver's license. He was almost 90 years old, and you probably remember the company. It was called Old English Beverage.
Right. That was your grandfather.
Yeah, oh, that was my great-grandfather.
Your great-grandfather. Oh, that's so neat.
I've got the recipe book at home, so it's kind of interesting.
So you never know, we're going to be bringing some of that out. Now, Dale, you're doing something real unique. We don't have drive-in theaters here anymore, and apparently you're going to change all that this summer. Tell us about what you're up to.
Well, I guess I'm one for history and all that, and there's no music in my blood, but I always remember the Beacon Drive-In A&W with the old Grandpa Teen burgers and those glasses they used to put on your little, when you're in the drive-in, you
That's
try
right.
to take them and they always set a count on them or the bright spot or the roundabout. Like my dad used to always go out to McMorrin's and they'd always camp out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I always remember the Tilikum Drive-In. Anybody out there remember that hole in the fence at the back corner where everybody used to sneak in and sit at the back of the fence and watch all the movies?
So you were one of those, were you?
No, I never went there. I don't remember the back of the fence. So it's kind of interesting. What I've been working on for the last couple of years, and I live at Shawnigan, at the south end of Shawnigan, about 20 minutes out of Victoria. And I've kind of picked a date. We've kind of watched the weather. And I'm the one with the tree farm and the field there coming into Shawnigan, right at the corner of Shawnigan.
The Christmas tree farm.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay.
So I picked a date. What I want to do is August the 16th. We're going to have about 5:30 at night. We're going to open the doors. And we're going to have a show and shine. We're going to have live music. And when it starts getting dark, we're going to have a drive theater.
How neat. What a gas.
Yeah, I know it should be good. We'll end up with I would expect a few hundred cars. We got to make a bit of a road in there so all the show cars can come in without going along Souk Lake Road. We'll
sure.
come right along Shawnigan. So I think it'll be great.
Oh, that'll be so much fun. So we'll be able to jump in our car, drive up to Shawnigan, park, and there'll be a giant screen. We can watch, what are you going to have, one, two movies? What have you got planned?
Well, there'll be two shorter ones, and there'll be one long one. What we're trying to do is the food. I don't know if you ever remember the Beacon Drive-In.
Yeah, we talked about them earlier.
Talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
They're actually going to do the food. The only thing is, we got to have their ice cream.
Oh, jeez, so well, of course.
If I got to buy the ice cream machine, I'll buy it. But they're doing the food.
Yep.
We're going to have live music. The cost will be $20 a person.
Sure.
Or if people are good at math, it'll be $55 for the car load.
So if you bring in a car full of people and say you've got seating for four in your car, so that's under $15 a head. That's pretty reasonable. And you've got a concession there. Now, are you going to have all the little speaker boxes hanging off of the stalls there, or how have you got that done? How have you got that set up?
Well, what we've got, the old days used to be the speaker boxes, but now what we're going to do is you have to have a with the radio, you'll be able to pick it up because we'll have the sending unit that'll actually go to the radio.
Oh, so like a small transmitter.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll be neat. So that's Saturday, August 16th,
yeah.
And that's at Herb's Tree Farm and up at South Shawnigan. Of course, I'm sure there'll be lots of advertising stuff. Now, you've got an email address for us for information about tickets and more about this experience. Can you give us that email address, please, Dale?
Yeah, there's going to be two email addresses. It's actually going to be, you can go to lakeoasis.ca. If you've seen it in the paper, the odd time coming up, that's where the actual Lake Oasis is going to be done
okay. In
time. And then the actual cause of this, I'm donating the field, and what's happened is the South Shawnigan Neighborhood Repairs Association has created an association. So if you email them at ssnra@telus.net, which stands for South Shawnigan Neighborhood Ratepayers Association. And, I mean, the reason they've done that is it was originated from Shawnigan for the South, and now we've got a whole bunch of people in all of Shawnigan that are concerned citizens, and that's definitely getting... So I'm just donating the field, help them with the organization, and then Tamby Chamberlain, which I don't remember the house in Esquimalt that they did for the family with the little guy with cancer.
Sure.
She organized that. Well, she's the president of the South Shawnigan Neighborhood
Ratepayers.
So,
well, it sounds like you've got some good people involved, and it sounds like you're doing it for a good cause. And, hey, a drive-in theater. We don't even have one of those anymore on Vancouver Island, so this is going to be great. Saturday, August 16th, for more information, certainly you've got the email addresses that Dale gave you. Also, the Royal City Music Project, www.rcmpsite.com. Go to the What's New section, and there'll be links to the email addresses and certainly more information about the drive-in movie experience. We'll have that posted on the site starting after midnight today, so tomorrow you'll be able to get information from there. But the Lake Oasis Drive-In Theater, wow.
Yeah,
this is going to be so cool. I'm really looking forward to this. So I can, and you've got the gates open, you've got a show and shine, and you've got
live music.
You've got have you got those neat old commercials where the popcorn dances along and the hot dog jumps at the bun?
Oh, we'll have all that.
Oh, man, this is going to be, like, just great. I'm so looking forward to this. Lake Oasis Drive-In Theater, August 16th, South Shawnigan Lake. Don't miss it. Now, we got these tickets. See the Grandmothers, Frank Zappa's former band, the Mothers of Invention, coming back for Jazz Fest 2008. And it's just the 20th of June to the 29th, and we've got two tickets to give away. And we're going to go to caller one and going to ask the question, what was the name of the drive-in restaurant at the corner of Admirals and Craigflower? Caller one, this is Sue. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
You know who that was? What's the name of the drive-in was?
Dog and Suds.
Sue, you absolutely are right, and you win. Oh. We've got a couple of tickets for you to a Jazz Fest presentation of the Grandmothers.
Terrific. My son will be delighted.
Well, there you go. You've got someone to share them with, or maybe you can go with your son.
I will,
wouldn't that
yes.
be fun? Did
yeah.
you ever go to the Dog and Suds, Sue?
No, but I saw the Mothers.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, that's just great. Well, thank you so much for calling in,
okay.
Sue. I appreciate that. And congratulations to Sue. She's got herself a pair of tickets to Jazz Fest 08. So, boy, oh, boy, we've had a great afternoon here. We've got we've talked about a drive-in celebration at the Beacon Drive-In on June the 16th. On August 16th, we've got a drive-in theater. at the South Shawnigan Lake entrance. It's called the Lake Oasis Drive-In. So,
if we end up filling up the 16th, we might even end up having it on the Friday the 15th as well.
So run it for two nights.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even better. Oh, I love what you guys are doing up there. I think this is great. And I think, the fact that you're doing this and supporting your community by putting this together and providing just a great experience for so many people who certainly grew up in that culture, myself being one of them. So, all right, this has been a great show today. We've had a whole lot of fun. I want to thank everybody for coming in and for those that helped me out today. Our man Darren, who's going to tell me in a minute what we've got for our song on the way out. Big thanks to Dale Erb from Lake Oasis Drive-In, and look forward to spending a fun day with him up at Shawnigan. And, I just want to remind you that Susan will be back. Actually, she'll be back in about 3 weeks. We've got another guest host next week. I'm not sure who it is. But Remember When is broadcast every Saturday at 1 o'clock. And we want to thank Greg Ford for being our producer today and coming in and helping us through with the show. And everybody that called in, thank you so much. Remember When is sponsored by the Maritime Museum of British Columbia. Darren, what have we got for going out today on music?
Well, the last song of the afternoon, Glenn, we'll hear today is called A Woman in Love, which was performed by Bobby Hanna back in 1968.
Bobby Hanna, originally Bobby Falls from Bobby Falls and the Stranger, went to England, got a record deal on Decca Records, released an album, and this was the hit track, A Woman in Love. I want to thank you all for coming in today. My name is Glenn Parfitt. This has been Remember When. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Imagine your next event held in an 1889 courtroom at the Maritime Museum. Rent the courtroom, complete with judge's bench, prisoner's dock, and witness stand, for groups of up to 75 people. The reading room with a nautical flair is available for up to 15 people. And the entire museum is available for stand-up receptions, business meetings, lectures, seminars, and small private dinner parties. For information, call 385-4222, extension 102.
Shop the Salvation Army thrift stores for a great assortment of items changing daily. Quality, value, selection.
The Salvation Army is my store.
This is CFAX 1070, Victoria's News Authority.
Expecting sunny skies, highs up to 27 degrees today. We'll see cloudy periods rolling in, though. Westerly winds up to 60 near the Juan de Fuca Strait. Except cooler temperatures, around 24 expected near the water. That fits because right now, downtown Victoria, we're sitting at just above 24 degrees. Good afternoon. I'm Adam Sterling, and this is the CFAX 1070 2 o'clock news update. The U.N. Secretary.